forward slip to a landing. For this task, you'll be required to exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with a forward slip to a landing. Demonstrate understanding of when and why forward slips are used and differences between side and forward slips. How forward slips are executed. Landing distance. Stabilized approach. Energy management. The effects of forward slips affecting indicated airspeed versus true airspeed. Wind conditions and effects. Density altitude. Emergency procedures during approach and landing. And demonstrate understanding of land and hold short operations. Demonstrate your ability to identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to recognize the need to perform a go-around or rejected landing, failure to correlate any crosswind effects with direction of forward slip, failure to transition to a side slip for landing, low-altitude stall, spin, wind shear, land and hold short operations, tailwind, wake turbulence, task management, low-altitude maneuvering, collision avoidance, scanning, obstacle and wire strike avoidance, failure to follow the right-of-way rules, obstacles on approach and landing paths, aircraft systems affected by performing a forward slip to include airspeed indications and fuel flow, and demonstrate your ability to identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to adhere to sterile cockpit requirement. Demonstrate your ability to select the runway or landing area based on wind, landing surface and obstructions, pilot capability and aircraft limitations. Calculate the crosswind component and determine if it is beyond the pilot's ability or aircraft capability. Select the most suitable touchdown point. Establish the slipping attitude at the point from which a landing can be made using the recommended approach and landing configuration and airspeed. Adjust pitch and attitude as required. Maintain a ground track aligned with the runway or landing path centerline and an airspeed which results in minimum float during the roundout. Make smooth, timely, and correct control application during the recovery from the slip, the roundout, and the touchdown. Touchdown within 400 feet beyond a specified point, with no drift, and with the airplane's longitudinal axis aligned with and over the runway centerline. Maintain crosswind correction and directional control throughout the approach and landing sequence. Complete the appropriate checklist, and execute a timely go-around decision when the approach cannot be made within the tolerances specified.